Radio Prague News.
Mayors in around 600 municipalities have now removed portraits of President Václav Klaus in protest at a controversial amnesty he declared. The Minister of Health, Leos Heger, is proposing a complete ban on smoking in Czech pubs and restaurants. And Pravo has reported that the Constitutional Court will reject all parts of a complaint filed by a senator excluded from imminent presidential elections. Mayors in around 600 municipalities in the Czech Republic have now taken down portraits of President Václav Klaus in protest at a controversial amnesty he announced on New Year's Day. The protest comes 2 months before Mr. Klaus steps down after his second term in office. In some parts of the country, school directors have also removed the president's portrait from classrooms. Under President Klaus's amnesty, over 7,000 prisoners are being released early, while, more controversially, cases dragging through the courts for 8 years or longer have been thrown out. The Minister of Health, Leos Heger, is proposing a complete ban on smoking in the Czech Republic's pubs and restaurants. A draft law he presented on Tuesday would also require that at least one soft drink be available in pubs that costs less than beer or other alcoholic drinks. At the same time, selling alcohol or cigarettes to under-18s would result in a 1 million crown fine, while providing them to those under 15 would garner a fine of 2 million crowns. If the legislation is approved, it'll come into force in 2014. The Czech Constitutional Court has decided to reject all parts of a complaint filed by Senator Tomio Okamura, who was excluded from imminent presidential elections, Pravo reported on Tuesday, quoting a court source. On Friday, the court rejected Mr. Okamura's demand that the election, which gets underway this Friday, be postponed. He was barred from taking part after the Interior Ministry found shortcomings in the required 50,000 signatures that he'd collected. The Constitutional Court will announce its ruling regarding the rest of his complaint on Thursday. After a 2-year gap, the Czech state is again supporting the renovation of apartment buildings. From January 11th, building owners will be able to apply for advantageous loans under the Panel 2013 programme. While under the previous system, owners borrowed from banks and the state paid the interest, now the loans are being provided by a state fund. The system is open to the owners of both prefabricated and brick apartment buildings. The number of people in the Czech Republic aged 100 or older now stands at 1,103, according to figures just released by the country's Social Welfare Authority. Some 920 of them are women. The overall numbers of citizens aged 100 plus is growing. Last year there were 761, while the previous year the number stood at 625. Experts predict that figure could grow to as high as 13,000 by the middle of the century. Two tourists who were mugged in Prague succeeded in apprehending their assailants, the city's police said in a statement on their website on Tuesday. In the early hours of Friday, the visitors, who were from Germany, were enticed into a passageway by three men, who stole around €250 from them and ran away. However, the tourists chased after the men and managed to catch two of them, while the other escaped in a taxi. The two apprehended had recently been released from prison under the president's amnesty. Some 86 amnestied prisoners have been charged since their release, 47 with crimes, 39 with misdemeanors. The weather, we should see some rain and some sunny spells in the coming days. Temperatures are expected to reach a maximum of 5 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find more stories at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.